I keep a life list, which is just a list of every bird I've ever seen. I keep a dream list also. Not every dream I have involves birds, but sometimes there are birds in my dreams, and generally they're identifiable, so it's probably around 50 species.
While the average American birder is 49 years old, 14-year-old Luke Seitz is already one of the top birders in Maine. I'm Samantha Brown. This is the Nature Stories podcast. Each week we bring you stories about the intersection of people and place. This podcast is curated by Atlantic Public Media in collaboration with the Nature Conservancy and the Public Radio Exchange. Here's a Young Birders Field Guide, produced by Greta Cohn with the Salt Institute for Documentary Studies.
I always have my eyes open. You know, I'm always listening. I've kind of trained my ears to pick up really soft or high-pitched noises. It's a red-winged blackbird in the bush, but we could probably see it better from the other side. My name is Luke Seitz. I'm 14 years old, and I'm a sophomore at Falmouth High School. I'm like one of the only teenage birders in Maine. There are 418 birds, something like that, that have ever been seen in Maine, and I've seen maybe 305 of them. There's more to be discovered, and I just love it, I guess. There's a tree swallow flying over, going right. We're at Kapisik Pond Park, which is in Portland. There's a small little pond and some marsh, and we're just going to go walk around, look for any new spring arrivals, and it's a little foggy. This fog might, you know, make all the birds drop down, so it could be a really good day. We make this, we call it pishing. It's supposed to sound a little bit like chickadees and other small birds making their aggression noises that'll draw in other birds. And the kinglet's coming in to investigate, and a couple chickadees. And a lot of people ask me, how did I get started? How did I get interested? You know, I was like 6 or 7. We had gotten home from school, and it was a warm, sunny day outside, and my brother and I were playing in the yard, and then got dizzy and landed on our backs and looked up, and there was a male scarlet tanager sitting in a tree above us. It's maybe a little smaller than a robin, and it's bright red with black wings. We had a little bird book in our house and figured out that it was a scarlet tanager, something I hadn't even imagined existed, was in right in my backyard, so I was just really excited that something like that was possible, I guess. And that got me hooked.
I'm Heidi Seitz. I'm Luke's mom. When he discovered that tanager, I think it opened a door. Luke realized that there are birds all around us all the time. And if you're not looking and you're not listening, you miss so much. I think it just appeals to him because of that. There's always more to learn and more to know. So it's very much become a part of himself.
That crow is a fish crow, which has a kind of high-pitched nasally call, like, uh-uh. I don't care too much about fitting in with the popular crowd, because then being a birder, no one else is a birder in my school, so it's not like I can fit in completely.
I think maybe he's careful how much he shares. Maybe not sure of how he'll be accepted in the casual world at school.
It does sometimes feel like I'm keeping a big part of me from other people in school, especially people my age. There is kind of this secret world almost. I don't really mind keeping that. And there's a little flock of golden crown kinglets, that high-pitched little c-c-c-c, those little tinkling notes. There's one on the edge of this spruce tree hopping. I keep a life list, which is just a list of every bird I've ever seen. I keep a dream list also. Not every dream I have involves birds, but sometimes there are birds in my dreams, and generally they're identifiable, so it's probably around 50 species. I also have nemesis birds. It's kind of universal. Everyone has that bird that they've tried a million times to see, but it just doesn't work. Mine in Maine is black-backed woodpecker. Its drum on the tree is like... I would be jumping for joy if I finally see that stupid black-backed woodpecker. You become very bitter about your nemesis bird. Well, we just actually finishing reading The Great Gatsby, talking about Jay Gatsby and how he's constantly reaching towards what he thinks will make him truly happy. And that's kind of almost a nemesis in life, is trying to find the one thing that will make you truly happy and how to make that happen. It's almost like my happiness is going to be somewhere in, you know, related to my passion for birds. I don't know if, like, the passion has helped me get to know myself, but it's just, like, created totally who I am. Black-capped chickadee. There's one somewhere up here.
That piece was produced by Greta Cohn with the Salt Institute for Documentary Studies. To hear more pieces like these, visit the Public Radio Exchange, prx.org. Support for this podcast is provided by the Nature Conservancy, online at nature.org/stories, committed to protecting nature and preserving life. If you have thoughts or feedback, please send them to podcast@tnc.org. From Woods Hole, Massachusetts, I'm Samantha Brown. Join us next week.